Joining us on the program happily, finally, after a Ravens victory against their division rival, the Steelers, Jared Johnson, I-95 is on the program. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys. What's up?
What's up, Jared?
What's up? That's got to feel good, man. Four in a row. They finally come home after the bye. They're beaten. They're bruised. They're banged up. And this was – there's been other must wins. This absolutely was must win. If this was to have been a loss, would this have been backbreaking?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, with the four-game skid and then coming out of the bye week, your division rival, you got to have this win, especially going into a Thursday night game, and then your seven-game stretch coming up is going to be tough, so you got to get this one.
Now, I mean, you've been there. You've been on the field. You've been in the trenches. You've been in the thick of it. You've been Ravens, Steelers. You've de-cleated Hines Ward. How did this stack up?
I don't know. It was a good game. Neither team could run the ball. Both defenses were pretty good. I thought it was good because we got a hold on. I can't even hear you guys. My machine at my house is like screwing up.
Oh no.
Uh-oh.
Oh no. Okay.
Can you technical hear- difficulty?
Can you hear us?
Can you hear me now?
Dear God.
I'm hearing myself. Like,
oh
really
God.
Bad,
so. Oh God.
We got something set here. Hold on.
Hold
you
on.
Looping back now. How's that?
Yeah.
Nice.
There we go.
See,
nice.
We can fix that from here. That's what we do.
We like to fix stuff quickly.
That'll freak you out when you're looping back and you're hearing your old voice. You're going like this.
I think. Ben. Roth is ugly as hell. Yeah.
So, are we happy? Are we lucky that the Steelers really didn't show up yesterday? I mean,
because that was almost as much of a Steelers
loss. It was a little bit of both.
As it was a Ravens win.
The onside kick was just terrible.
Have you seen one of those done? Terrible. Have you seen one of those done properly though? If you go to YouTube, there's actually that same guy. What's his name?
Yeah.
Chris Boswell. When he was on Rice in Rice in college, they did one. And when it works, it's a thing. It's a sight to behold. Have you seen
it? A lot of the kickers, they have all these like tricks they're doing over on the side. Whatever kickers do during practice, whatever they're screwing around, they're doing tricks. And I guarantee you, one day of practice, the special teams coordinator was like, "Oh, Coach Tomlin, you got to see this thing that this kicker can do." And they're like, "Man, we got to try this," you know. And they thought it was really cool. And he just totally screwed it up during when they needed it.
Wow, because I'm watching footage of this technique work, and it's got some weird name to the kick, like soccer players do it.
All soccer tricks.
The Turd Ferguson or whatever the hell it's called. And I just watched one that by the same kicker. It was perfect.
Yeah.
So I guess that's one of those feast or famine plays. It either works out or you look like a buffoon.
Absolutely.
Look at this. Oh, that is so wild looking. It went exactly 10 yards?
Stupid. Why would you try to kick it behind your leg like that? That is stupid.
Hey, how proud were you?
That's why you hate kickers.
Number 98 yesterday, Brandon Williams, who's rocking Siragusa's old number. That guy is turning into a force to be reckoned with on the Ravens defense.
He's a beast, man. And the Ravens have known that since we got him. He was a special player coming out in the draft that nobody really knew about. We got him in the third round. This team was really excited about him, but now he's starting to get some national attention. People are starting to notice how well he's playing, and he's got. Some Kelly Gregg abilities to where he takes up multiple blockers, but he also makes plays. You know, a lot of those big, burly guys, you know, they're just in there just – they're kind of like offensive linemen on defense. They're just taking up blockers, just letting other people run and make plays. Well, Brandon Williams, just like Kelly Gregg, could do those things.
Oh, yeah.
And he's very active. He makes a lot of tackles. You know, he tipped the ball yesterday, and somehow he finds his way to the quarterback because he does not look like a pass rusher. And the kid gets after it. So, and not only that, he's got the personality that you want in the community, in the locker room. I mean, this guy is a franchise player that we're really lucky to have.
Absolutely. Now, this point in the season, here we are. we hit that 4-game skid, but now we're 4-4. Top of the division.
Yeah.
It was almost like I'm not going to say we're obviously not out of it, but. You can't be mad right now. You can't. It is what it is. Here we are, and you can't look back. Look forward, and we may be able to make this happen.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we're going to define ourselves in these last 8 games. Obviously, we have to get this win this week, being that it's a Thursday night game at home against a really bad
Cleveland.
Team. And then I know they're not going to do it, and they're not going to talk about it in that building. But if you look at the stretch coming up,
yeah.
I mean, you go Cowboys, Bengals, Dolphins are playing good. Then you get the Patriots at the Patriots. Very tough game. The Eagles were playing good, and you get Steelers and Bengals to finish it off. So that's a tough stretch. And they're going to look back on some of those games and wish they had two or three more wins going into this stretch. But the key is just winning the division, just staying in front of the Steelers. And, you know, they made a huge step yesterday by winning that game.
And it was interesting getting a couple of good comments from Suggs leading into this game this past week, one involving you. First, he was discussing that he had to educate younger players about what this rivalry meant, about how it's such a defining moment as a Raven, as a young Raven. And then he brought up you, 95, Jared Johnson, as one of the toughest people that he's ever got to play with. Yeah, and then that had to feel good. That had to feel good to hear that that rivalry is still alive and well in being educated towards young players, and that you were one of the defining members of the rivalry.
Yeah, man, that's pretty humbling coming from, you know, a guy like that. You know, I consider one of my best friends. You know, but I hope the young guys do appreciate the game, and I hope it does mean the same as it did when I was there. I hope it means the same to the young guys now. You know, and I'm sure it does, you know, but, you know, it's tough when, you know, last year we were, 5-11, you know, when the games are on the line, when they're talking about playoff contention, there's a lot more added to it. And so those days will come, and, you know, and those players will be able to experience that intensity. The teams have changed some as far as, you know, passing the ball. They don't run as much as it used to be back in the day. But it's still a great game. And, you know, it was a complete game. We scored on special teams. You know, we grinded it out. Joe had hit a big pass to Mike Williams. I hope it comes down to, you know, that December 25th Christmas game against the Steelers. I hope those young guys get to experience what it's like to play the Steelers for playoff contention.
Right.
Because that's what it's all about, man.
Mike Anderson.
Hey, JJ, I have a kind of stupid question. I was watching the linemen warming up before the game yesterday, and they were doing like suicides across the field, and they didn't have their pads on yet. And I'm like watching these giant bellies bounce. And I'm like, how do these guys, maintain that much body fat when they're working out all the time? Yeah. Or do they actively like try to eat and maintain that level of fat?
It depends. Most offensive linemen just gorge themselves because they do burn a lot of calories, like you said. You know, but some of them aren't, you know, there's several different bodies. I mean, there's some sloppy, nasty bodies, but some of them hardly have any fat on them, and you'd be shocked. You know, there's big offensive linemen you see that are pretty lean guys.
Yeah, I remember like Eugene Monroe was just a giant, and he wasn't fat at all. It was just like a giant svelte man, and you're like, whoa, that's weird looking. Because you're used to seeing him fat, but when they're svelte, you're like, that is so strange.
Yeah, you got Siragusa without his shirt on getting into the pool. He's displacing a lot of water.
Yeah.
All right, he was, but the dude was just a wall.
Yeah, but those guys, I mean, they eat ridiculous amounts of food, you know, to be able to maintain their weight.
What were you putting back when you were playing? Like, how many calories a day you think you were eating?
Man, I don't know. I was weird. Like, just during the season, my diet was not very good. I just kind of ate you know, it was like a coping mechanism, just eating and drinking just to grind through the season. During the off season, I ate pretty healthy. You know, I'd go on a pretty strict diet after the season, get back into shape. But during the season, man, I was just, you know – because I would lose weight, you know, I'd lose 10 pounds a season. So I was just eating just to maintain. But, you know, everybody's different. You know, I played with Dwight Freeney. He had this crazy diet. He ate the same meal 3 times a day, 6 days a week. He ate, what was it? It was a piece of bison, a piece of codfish, squash, and wheat pasta every single meal, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Wow.
So guys are all over the board with their health during the season.
You can hear him Thursdays on the Jared Johnson Show. Not this Thursday, because your Baltimore Ravens will hopefully be going to 5-4 against the hapless Browns. They are 0-9. Fingers crossed they leave this Thursday 0-10 when Cleveland visits Baltimore. Jared, thank you for the time, bud.